Hey AfterBuzzers, this is the after show preview for Unbelievable, the Netflix original series that is going to blow your minds. We're going to discuss all of that and general impressions coming up right now.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
How's everyone doing? My name is Flobo Boyce, and this is the Unbelievable after show pre-show. We're going to talk about what we think is going to happen this season of Unbelievable on Netflix. And before we get into all of that and predictions and all that, I want to introduce our team, our panel, the group that's going to be discussing each and every single individual episode. To my left, she is a fan of the platform itself. Give it up for Alexis Brown. How you doing?
Hello, everybody. Happy to be here.
How are you doing? You're great?
Yes, I am beyond great.
Excellent. And to my right, this guy has been a friend of mine for a long time. Finally here on the show, Unbelievable. Give it up for Jack Farmer. How you doing?
I'm an 8 out of 10. I'm excited to be here.
8 out of 10 is a good odd. I like that.
It's good, but it can get a little bit better, and it's going to be better once the show starts.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. Unbelievable is going to be streaming soon on AfterBuzz TV. But before we get into what we think is going to happen during the season, I just want some general thoughts and opinions of what you feel about the trailer that we released about a month ago on YouTube.
The first thing I noticed was Toni Collette. And I was like, I have to watch it just for that alone because I love her and she looks like she's acting her butt off. Okay. But aside from that, I was just excited to see something new from Netflix. They always have good content. And I had already read the article and heard about this story. So I was excited to see how Netflix was going to make the story happen.
You're a Toni Collette fan?
Yes.
What was like the one project you're like, oh my gosh, Toni Collette's like my favorite?
Unbelievable, duh. Right. I don't even have to watch it to know. Yeah. I just know this is going to be the one.
Absolutely true. Jack, I have the same question for you. Just watching the trailer, just overall thoughts of what you think the show's going to be about.
Yeah, what I loved about the trailer is how it started off as such a small crime and sort of a small story, and you can tell it grows bigger and bigger and bigger, and I can't wait to see just how big this story gets.
Yeah.
And just see what happens.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the trailer itself sets up a lot of different elements there about an individual that was a victim of a crime set against a backdrop of a very, very dark and maybe even moody community. Jack, just, I mean, thoughts about that, having that character going through that journey of being a victim of a crime we can't even speak about in common.
Right. Yeah, the show's titled Unbelievable, so I have a feeling as we watch, there's going to be a lot of information we're presented with that we're not quite sure we're going to believe, mm-hmm. and then feel silly for not believing to begin with. And I think that's going to be a really fun dynamic in watching this show and watching it all unfold.
Oh, absolutely. And I know a lot of times victims always have a bit of a struggle there when they are victims of a crime, telling other people what happened to them and hoping that they are believed. Alexis, just thoughts about that. I mean, you can imagine being a victim of a crime and trying to tell people, hey, look, this happened to me.
Yeah, and even in addition to that, when I first heard about it, it kind of was portrayed to me as this is about a story of a girl who lied. And I thought that was interesting because we've been hearing a lot with the Me Too movement and just people being more comfortable with coming out about things. You also see the flip side of people saying that they're lying, and you never really know. So to me, it was interesting to kind of see something about it maybe being a lie and kind of seeing that side of things, because while I never want to turn against a victim or never want to say something didn't happen to somebody, I do think there are instances where people have lied, where people are serving time in prison and dealing with situations for things that didn't really happen,
right.
i.e. like Emmett Till, just going way back and even situations that are happening today. So it's going to be different to kind of see it from that side of seeing it from somebody who may have lied and what it can do to the person that they lied on.
So just a question as a follow-up, why do you think victims have a trouble coming forward of the most heinous crimes?
I think, for one, sometimes people don't believe them. Unbelievable, like we're going to probably see in this show. And I think even if people do believe them, they still kind of shame the victim, make them feel like it was their fault. What were you wearing? What were you doing? How did you make them act the way they did, when it really should be, why did that person do this to you? So I think situations like that have put women and even men in situations where they feel like they can't come out with the truth.
That's a good point. I mean, that just talk about the psyche of someone who has been a victim of a crime and trying to tell their story and how difficult that may be. Jack, I just wanted to see your opinion about this. I mean, just put yourself in the shoes of someone who's been a victim of a violent crime. What do you think prevents someone from coming forward?
Well, I think embarrassment can sometimes be a big issue,
yeah,
and how it's going to impact your family and how people view you when something like this happens. I think sometimes it's easier to just pretend like something didn't happen instead of going through all the different issues to to confront it.
Hidden shame, for sure. Because while people may try to, like I said, portray it like, oh, what were you wearing? What did you do? They may feel like they did contribute to it, like they kind of were the reason that it happened. So the shame and the guilt of feeling like they were the person that caused this to happen to them.
Yeah, it's a very rough subject to tackle, and I know this Netflix show is going to be pretty much an unflinching account of one person's journey, but the question I have as a viewer is, how do you think, just overall predictions, how do you think they're going to portray that journey for that character over 8 episodes?
I think this is really going to be kind of a flip-flop of not really knowing what happened. I think there's going to be some episodes where we really do believe what she's saying happened. There's going to be some episodes where we don't believe her, and some episodes where we just don't know at all and are completely confused. But I love shows like that because it's never predictable. You never can really guess what's going to happen. You just kind of have to wait and see until the end.
Yeah, wait and see is the name of the game. Jack, same question for you. I mean, I know every episode is going to have some twists and turns and all that, but take me on what you think the journey is going to be episode to episode.
I think what the real journey is going to be is the police work, and something I'm really excited about and something I love to see is how police solve crimes and how they put together little clues and little tidbits of information to come to a conclusive answer. And so I'm really excited to see how this police department, how these detectives find all the information so they can make the unbelievable believable.
Absolutely.
Or on the flip side, how maybe, and I haven't seen, you know, the story yet to know, but a situation where police officers maybe hide some things or kind of overlook some things for the sake of putting together a story that they think happened or are trying to make seem happen because they don't really know.
Right. And I think solving the mystery is going to be the crux of this season for sure. And I know I was a big fan of CSI. It was a series that came out about 15 years ago forensics to solve crimes. This, Jack, I want to ask you this question about forensics and how you think it's going to play in this particular case.
Well, yeah, something that stands out to me, and it wasn't just a fictional show, but like Making a Murderer and how the police did so many things to influence the way that case presented itself in the courtroom. It's going to be fascinating to see if that happens in this case and also make us decide whether or not we believe what the police are providing and what they're saying versus what the victim is saying versus what the accused are saying. I think it'll definitely play a role. I think there's going to be a lot of things playing roles in making us not really sure what to believe, and it's going to be a fascinating watch.
One of the cool things about forensics is it's always changing, even with technology and over the years and stuff. How has that game changed, you think, from like 10, 20, 30 years ago to now, and how do you think that's going to be applied here as far as making sure our heroes, I guess, the police officers, find out the crime,
I don't know if I necessarily would say that the police officer would be the hero, but I think to answer your first question, just more technologies, like you said, to be able to utilize when looking things up. But at the same time, sometimes I think technology can make things worse because, you know, we look at crimes now that happen and you're not only looking at the facts and the evidence of what's happening, but now it's put out on social media and you have all of these voices who can contribute to what people are saying and what people are thinking about what could happen. So it could be good or bad with, you know, the advancement of what forensics can do.
Absolutely. Now, the best TV shows, movies, media, art makes you feel something. And just talk to me about your gut feeling, the visceral feeling you did watching that trailer, seeing what the show is going to be about.
I definitely felt a lot of sadness because just from the expressions of the actresses, especially the actress who is supposed to portray the victim, just really feeling like that heaviness and that sadness of what she's gone through. But at the same time, just really wanting to get to what happened, what the root is, what the truth is, because I left the trailer not really knowing what's gonna be the case and what really is the case is going to be. Do they think that she did it? Seems like from the trailer, they don't think that she did it. So it's like, well, am I gonna hope that it did happen to prove them wrong? Or am I gonna kind of be on the police side with, oh, I don't think she did it either? So it left me with so many different emotions, but really the biggest emotion is just excitement to see what's gonna happen.
Absolutely. Jack, same question for you?
Yeah, I felt really bad for this little girl who seems to be the victim in the show and how crushing it must be. Your whole life you're told to tell a parent if something goes wrong, and she's telling these parents and they're not believing her.
Right.
And how just crushing and scary that must be. I mean, for an adult, but imagine a kid. It's got to be, that was the feeling I left, just how crushing that would be. And so again, I'm really excited and really hope to see that these police officers are able to figure it out and make sure that if something did go wrong, that they get what's coming to them.
That's absolutely. And now we've seen these themes done before in media. There's a movie about 30 years ago called The Accused. I was wondering your opinion about that. How has this changed post the Me Too movement, in your opinion, about the woman's journey of being able to prove that, hey, look, when she's a victim of a sexual crime, that how other people feel like she's not telling the truth, or it must be something that she did, the victim shaming of it all.
I think victim shaming is still a thing, even with people coming out. I think it actually sometimes is worse because, you know, now that you have this big platform, especially if you're a celebrity, if you come out and put your story out about a celebrity, people automatically assume it's for the money or for the attention, for the fame, if you were like an R. Kelly victim to do a show.
Right.
So factors like that, I think, play into it and I think kind of make it worse. But at the same time, I think women feel a little bit more comfortable to voice it because they see other people who have gone through the same thing, so they feel like they're not the only person that's gone through this, and they don't feel so much shame like in the past.
Absolutely. And I know that these Netflix shows, especially the ones that are tuned for mature audiences, can be empowering for some or challenging for others. Mm-hmm. We see this with a show that came a couple years ago called 13 Reasons Why, which tackled about suicide, especially for the under 18 set. Do you think there's going to be a similar reaction to this program once it gets launched on next week?
I think so. I think it's going to definitely bring awareness, an awareness that's needed on, one, what should happen to people when they do lie. If she did lie about it, there, I feel like there needs to be more conversation about what should happen to people who do lie, because they ruin people's lives by lying.
Sure.
And it happens so often, and we don't hear a lot about it, or we hear about it and nothing ever happens to the person who lied. So I think it's going to bring a lot of awareness to that. But at the same time, hopefully they do it in a way where it still makes people feel comfortable with, if they are in a situation like that, they still feel like they can come forward. Because I would hate for people to see this show and say, that's why I never came forward, that's why I don't want to tell my truth, because people aren't going to believe me anyway.
Oh, absolutely. And I know that rape was one of those more sensitive subjects, Jack, and I know that it seems a lot of times that women are not seen as being the true victim, maybe what they're wearing or how they're acting or something. As a man, I know you have a unique perspective of these kinds of crimes. I just wanted to know your opinion about that and how that issue is changing over the years from the 80s to 90s and now, even before then.
Well, yeah, I think the Me Too movement has really done a lot to make people stop saying it was the victim's fault or they shouldn't have dressed a certain way. But something I'm really hoping to see with this show is to see the process, and so that people understand that you need more than just hearing something and making a decision, that there's evidence that needs to be seen, and
sure,
there's things and processes that need to go through before we make a decision about anything, let alone big crimes like this.
Oh, that's a good point. Is there one thing in particular that you're looking forward to the most this season? I put you on the spot here a bit.
Yeah, as said, I mean, I'm a big fan of these, like, the legal process and people figuring out who did it and who done it. I mean, this may be the easy answer, but I can't wait to figure out whether or not we should be believing.
Oh, okay, yeah, good point. We don't know if our narrator is reliable or not. That's definitely something to consider. Same question for you, Liz. Is the one thing you're looking forward to the most this season?
I'm actually, just the same thing, the story and how everything is going to unfold. But I'm excited to see how the acting is going to be, because I feel like this is a story where you really need good acting, good directing, good people who can really portray the emotions, what needs to be portrayed in this type of show. So I'm excited to see how they end up doing it. And maybe we'll get some Emmy noms. Maybe.
Emmy noms can be a certain thing, too. I know that we just saw the trailer a minute ago or a couple minutes ago. I know there's a lot of things to project, though. I just want to put you on the spot here. If we can just think ahead, how do you think this will play out? Will it be something more of a straight line mystery? Are we doing more of a character-based kind of a drama?
Well, since it's a limited series, I think they're going to really stick to the story, and then they could just end it the same way the story ended.
Oh,
because there's no second season for us to, you know, continue to play on with this story.
Sure. Same question for you, Jack. Are we thinking it's a straight procedural, or is there going to be enough twists and turns to make it, like, flirt with other genres in there?
I think it's going to be a little bit of both. I mean, it's a Netflix show, so I believe we're going to see quite a few cliffhangers throughout the series. But I also think that we're going to see quite a bit of detective work and quite a bit of how they're getting from point A to point B. So I think there's going to be twists and turns along the way, but we're also going to get that straightforward detective work, procedural.
Absolutely. I, for one, am excited about Unbelievable, the limited series on Netflix. Before we wrap up, Alexis, do you have any extra things you want to add to our fans out there?
I just want to add that I'm excited. I'm excited to talk about it with you all, and I'm excited to see what the viewers are going to think. But you never got to answer what you think is going to happen.
Well, you're putting me on the spot
now.
Yeah,
you still
wow.
have to answer it.
I got to be honest with you. I am on board. Again, I'm a big Forensic Police Work fan. I am hoping that we do find a little bit of a play-along aspect, a little gamification, if you will, allowing people to tune in and see what they think was going to happen. I think that puts me more in an engagement level with the show. That's what I'm looking for sure.
All right.
I hope that happens. We'll see about
we'll
that.
See.
Jack, yourself.
Yeah, I'm excited to try to come up with my own conclusions and have them proven wrong.
Because he's always wrong.
Right.
So I'm probably going to have a lot of, this is the answer, and then be proven wrong later. But
I'm
that's
terrible.
What I'm excited for. That's the fun of it.
Yeah.
I enjoy that. So that's what I'm looking forward to.
That means
to.
It's not predictable, which is a good thing with the show.
Exactly.
Absolutely. So I need you guys to tune in to this Unbelievable After Show and all the episodes coming following. Before we get out of here, Alexis, tell the world they can find you on social media.
You guys can find me on Twitter and Instagram at I am Lexi Fierce, IamLexiFierce.
Okay, I like that.
It's right.
I have to do it. Jack Farmer, Earth and World Fighters, social media.
Yeah, you can find me at RealJackFarmer across all social media. So definitely hit me up on Twitter if you want to chat more about this show. I love engaging with the people.
Yeah. The people. That's
the
great.
People.
Of course, my name is Flobo Boyce. You can find me at Flobo Boyce on Twitter, at Flobito on Instagram, and Flobito.com. And until the next time we see each other, buzz you later.
Buzz you later.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.